In movies, acting is all about the face, the close-up. But on stage, actors have to use their entire body. Each week in the Artist Spotlight, we follow the personal journey of a North Texas creative. And today, Art and Seek learns how Dallas actor and teaching artist Yvonne Hasso uses his body to transform into characters on stage and in class.
Okay, so vamos a jugar un juego. We're gonna play a little fun game, really fun game.
We're in an acting class at the Bachman Lake Together Community Center. The class is for neighborhood folk for whom English is a second language and who've never been on stage before. It's taught by local actor Yvonne Hasso.
I try to keep it light and fun, and we focus a lot on movement-based communication and how do we use our focus and our eye contact, our body, to best communicate what we want.
Because I want us to start thinking about different ways to communicate, diferentes maneras de comunicar, without using words. Using words is easy.
The class is part of a new experimental program spearheaded by the Dallas Theater Center. The program is called Public Works Dallas. It puts 100 ordinary Dallasites on stage with professional actors for Shakespeare's The Tempest. But this isn't your run-of-the-mill community theater show. If anything, it's a show about the community.
Public Works Dallas starts off with the fundamental idea that the arts belong equally to every human being.
That's the DTC's artistic director, Kevin Moriarty. He selected Hasso for this class because of Hasso's ability to speak both Spanish and English, as well as his experience working with students of varied ages. Moriarty also says Hasso has unique abilities that he wants his students to see.
Yvonne has an immense amount of skills as an actor. The one that was perhaps most immediately apparent to me when I first had the opportunity to watch him work and to work with him is physically embodying a role.
That's a skill Public Works Dallas needs for their newcomers. And Caramia Theater's artistic director, David Lozano, believes they picked the right instructor for the job.
What is so profound about Yvonne is that when he's seen on stage, it tells young people of color that we can actually make it.
Hasso is a first-generation American, the son of laborers. He grew up in Dallas, just a few blocks away from the Bachman Community Center. So he sees a lot of himself in his younger students.
I grew up speaking both Spanish and English. And to use both languages in the class with the parents and with the children, it feels like it's bringing everybody like together. It's connecting everybody.
In rehearsal for his role in Carmia's new show, Yamaya's Belly, the actor transforms himself. The handsome 33-year-old with a contagious smile becomes a macho bully.
Hey, little Jesus! Why shouldn't you be in school?
You always want to hang around where all the action is, huh?
Don't you? Always want to hang around with the big boys.
You'll learn more from us anyway. What do they got to teach you at school that we don't already know?
The lanky-limbed actor is physically altered. His entire manner shifts. His walk more slouched than upright. His voice more menacing. And his eyes lose their joy and become hostile. Hasso learned some of that at KD Actors Conservatory in Dallas. And it's that ability to modify himself that has companies like Amphibian Stage Productions and Undermain Theater hiring him. Just ask Kevin Moriarty.
In the last 6 months, I have offered Yvonne two large roles. And both times, he had to turn them down because he was already booked up. And he's still in that amazing creative time of his life where he's continuing to find new parts of his voice.
And I want you to make a circle with your body.
I feel that these are tools for us as humans. These tools of communication, these tools of expression, I think are important. And it's important for us to feel comfortable that we can express ourselves.
Away from the spotlight, Hasso was back in the neighborhood where he was raised. And he's tackling one of his most important roles. He's a teacher. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.